Outlook. Most seeding operations have wrapped up in the region now that 99% of the crop has been seeded, up from 94% last week and on par with the five-year average, according to the crop report for the period of May 30 to June 5. While most producers reported that there is enough moisture to support germination of crops, more is needed soon to ensure continued development. Rain was reported throughout the region this past week. Much of it came in the form of heavy storms. This resulted in some flooding of low spots. The Deansmore area received 54 mm of rain, the Wilkie area 38 mm, the Rosetown area 22 mm, the Hague area 10 mm and the Caribert area 2 mm. Moisture conditions have slightly improved in the region. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 2% surplus, 67% adequate, 27% short and 4% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 55% adequate, 39% short and 6% very short. 38% of the fall cereal crops are in the shot blade stage and 18% are heading, while 47% of the spring cereals are tillering. 36% of canola and mustard is emerging and 54% is in the seedling stage, along with 36% of flax in the seedling stage. 35% of the pulse crops are emerging and 60% is in the vegetative stage. Crop damage this week was reported due to dry conditions, heat, wind, localized flooding, flea beetles, grasshoppers and gophers. Producers are busy doing in-crop spraying, moving cattle to pasture and picking rocks.